Welcome to On the Air with Power Squared. Look behind the scenes that we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared.
That's right.
This week it's just us. We have no guest. Last week we had Rachel Wells on, who is our artist, talking about issue number 16. And we thought it was a good opportunity to grab her early in the process and talk about the process that she takes of taking our script and making it into a comic book.
Right.
So that's why we kind of maybe jumped the gun a little, because we haven't really talked about issue 16.
No, we haven't.
So we thought we'd take this opportunity, and you could listen to this one before you listen to Rachel's, or at, you know, and then get the whole process going. So issue 16.
Right.
So if you're reading along with us, we have issue 9 out. So we're about, this is 7 issues ahead.
Yeah.
From what we have published. And issue 10 is coming out in the next month or so. We're getting some final looks at, you know, proofs done.
Yeah.
See what it looks like. See if we need to make any changes. And we have the t-shirts I wanted that I think are kind of ready to go. So that's kind of cool. So we're working on finalizing all that stuff. So we have a couple of story arcs, and then we come to issue 16. So issue 16 is, we're going back. If you've read the first issue, which
you have,
yeah. There's a panel where Dr. Atlas is talking about a young boy that has the Viribus compound.
Yes,
Billy O'Shea. And so guess what? Billy comes back.
Yes.
And with him comes his yokai, Raven.
Yeah.
And she's the one that actually, you know, like Mocha, she has the same sort of relationship that the boys have with Mocha. Right?
Right.
She's the one that granted them the powers and as a reward. And so we don't actually get into that, their backstory, until issue 17, but we're introducing Billy O'Shea and Raven in issue 16.
Yes.
Or reintroducing Billy O'Shea. So Billy is a truck driver.
Yes.
And Raven accompanies him on his runs. Not only is Billy super strong, but Billy is also very punctual, which is really important for a guy making deliveries.
Yes, it is.
Right. We also get a chance to see a little of Mocha and Raven have a backstory.
Yeah.
Which opens the issue. Mocha, as you know, is a Kasune, multi-tailed fox.
Yes.
And she, at one point, meets Raven through a kind of not a good circumstance.
Nope.
I don't know if you want to go into that.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's just say Raven doesn't have any kids. And Mocha has something to do with that. So, anyway. So they have history of their own.
Yes.
And so, anyway. And then Raven has been sort of hiding Billy away from their same. They have a sort of the common enemy, Dr. Atlas.
Right.
Who is after... I've been after Billy for years, and has been trying to tap into him like he's trying to tap into the boy's power.
Yeah.
Right. So.
And Raven is a Yatagarasu.
Glad you said it.
It's a three-legged crow.
Right. Do they have any sort of picker powers? I'm putting you on the spot.
I don't
here.
Remember off the top of my head. It's okay. Something I should know, but
it's fine. I know that with Mocha that she had certain powers, like, you know, she could take a human form. And
yeah.
All that. I assume all yokai take a human form.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Okay. So in our book, yes, they can all take human powers.
I want to say normally no, but
hey, write your own. That's what I said. So, yeah, I'm sort of, I mean, it's kind of exciting. This is something that we worked on back in 2014.
Yes.
In the early days of Power Squared. I mean, we didn't have an issue about it yet at that point. we're just sort of writing scripts and looking for somebody to draw it. So that was, yeah, it was an idea we kicked around like 6 years ago, and we came up to the point where we were, when Rachel was finishing issue 15,
right,
How They Met, that we thought, oh, we better get something for her to do next.
Yeah.
So we dusted Mocha and Raven off and made that issue, and it's going to be a three issue arc.
Yes.
So looking forward to it. Anything in particular you want to talk about with?
Well, with this story, it's obviously changed a bit since 2014.
Yes.
For one thing, the continuity changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
From when we initially conceived the story, so in the rewriting process, we had to work, if I remember correctly, we had to change that to fit the new continuity.
Right. Yes. There were a lot of changes that the story had taken over the 15 issues leading up to it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we had to make some changes to make it all kind of work with this, as you say, the current continuity.
And if I remember correctly, the original, with the earlier draft of that, it wasn't actually broken up into issues.
No, it was one giant thing. So yeah, it had to be, that's kind of the fun part, is taking the story and then going, okay, how's this going to break out panel and page?
Yeah.
And obviously, as we have found, I miscalculated one of the panels. Skipped over like panel 3 or something. Like, how come this is shorter? So that does happen. And then, yeah, it was sort of, it's fun to go back and revisit stuff.
Yeah.
And try to bring it up to, I'll say, current. And this one, we also have, there's like issue 15, there's not a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a new thing for us, since we've kind of been kind of wordy in the past, which I think is good. And we're trying to follow the guidelines, if you want to go over that again.
Alan Moore.
Yeah.
It was like no more than 25. What he was doing, based on his time at DC, and he's stuck with that, was no more than 25 words in a balloon, and then no more than 35 words in a panel.
Right. And so I think we adhere to that.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of helps. It's a little more action oriented, or you know stuff happens more than people talking.
Yeah, we don't get bogged down with dialogue like, I don't know, One Piece.
Yeah. And we don't go through the long explanation. I'm doing this now.
Yeah.
I was like
early JoJo. Yeah.
There's like a constant narrator for everything going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm liking the idea that we're learning the craft of writing a comic book better.
Yeah.
And I think we needed to establish characters in the beginning.
Yes.
But now they're a little better established, and now we can kind of branch out and bring in other people.
Yeah.
So.
So Mocha and Raven, how did we initially come up with this story? Just as a continuation of Billy O'Shea, or?
Yeah, I think the idea was, you know, we planted in the first issue three of the villains, or two of the villains? Well,
three, technically.
Yeah, right, because we had Dr. Atlas, and then we had Dr. Brubaker.
And Dr. Jordan.
Right. So those guys were planted in the audience. Well, she's going to see Dr. Atlas, and Brubaker and Jordan are in the audience with her.
Yes.
And those came up in the subsequent issues. I thought that was kind of clever.
Yeah.
And so we had planted Billy O'Shea as a character, and I thought it was just, you know, let's go back and revisit him. And what would he be like? And this was, must be, let's say, 20 years later. We made it that time frame.
Yeah.
And or 20 or 30, or I forget exactly what the time frame is, but he's older, obviously. He's not a kid anymore. What would he be doing?
Yeah.
And how do you get his powers? And so that's when we came up with the idea of Raven. And then, well, she's a yokai, Mocha's a yokai. I mean, what would a bird and a fox, you know, so you see, you know, foxes tend to harass birds. Right. So it kind of made sense that maybe they would have a pass. So I think it kind of, kind of grew from a concept. But it's the idea is that we're, I guess, mining all the stuff that we, the Easter eggs, whatever you want to say, that we planted early on. We're getting through all those. So this would be the last of the things we planted in issue one.
Yeah. And then we're just kind of...
Faking
uncharted
it,
territory.
No, but I mean, we've thought with issue 10, 11, and 12 is one story arc.
Yeah.
Which we haven't talked about. It's What's in a Name is the story arc. And it's where the boys meet Quincy Davidson.
Yeah.
She has a middle name.
Victoria.
Quincy Victoria Davidson. I don't know. It's a fancy, name. Who is the editor of the school paper.
Yeah.
And hilarity ensues. No, there's... if this was the sitcom, that's what you would say. But they have a sort of run-in with her that continues into 13 and 14, which is the imposter, where we add another character.
Yeah.
Pedro. And it all... Those two story arcs culminate in issue 14.
Yeah.
And then issue 15, we thought would be good to have a one-shot. And so we're going back and revisiting, again, issue 1, and show how Mocha met the boys and why she granted them the powers that she did.
Yes.
And get a little more... so that's actually issue 2 we're going back to. There's a little bit of a... which, of course, you've read issue 2. You see where they see them get the powers, and now you get a little bit of the backstory behind how they got them or why she gave them to them. And then we were just trying to continue on with the story after that. So 16, 17, 18 will be Mocha and Raven.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what we're doing for 19. I know you're working on something, and I know we also have some other stories kind of we can develop further.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to remember how we landed on Raven being a Yatagarasu. Was that my idea?
Could have been.
Admittedly, it might have been because of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay.
Well, because Yu-Gi-Oh! Has the spirit monsters, which are based on yokai and other Japanese folklore.
Right.
And Yatagarasu is a... The Yatagarasu is an interesting concept, and I guess I thought that would be interesting to implement.
And Raven is really kind of on the nose as far as a name for a black bird.
Yeah.
But, and I think we're also lucky that I think Rachel is kind of into that too.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm going to guess Julia is as well. It helps because she's familiar with those concepts. So when she's actually drawing the characters, it's not like, I don't know, what, three-legged, remember? So that helps, I think, too.
Yeah.
And it's also part of, we're trying to have a book that is kind of a blend of superhero, yokai, and sort of a, I like to say new adult.
Yeah.
So the boys are kind of these... introverts that suddenly find that they're suddenly have these powers, and they're trying to kind of go through the minefield of college.
Yeah.
Making friends. They obviously didn't have a good high school experience, so they're trying to start over, make new friends, meet girls, hopefully, now boom, we got these powers on top of that.
Yeah.
And then I like the idea that we wanted to have sort of a kind of a Western anime look.
Yeah.
And what better way to have an anime look than have yokai?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it works out that way. All right. Anything else you want to talk about? With just so you know, it's right here, issue 60. The script.
Yes. Trying to think. I guess there isn't really much else to...
Okay.
At least not the top of my head.
All right. So next week we're hoping to actually have a guest.
Yes.
We were hoping to have him this week, but and this is somebody that has actually read the issues, and so we were talking about the process of, writing, drawing, coloring, lettering, And then it's reading.
Yeah.
And instead of us telling you how great it is, we thought we'd bribe somebody else to come on the show and tell you how good it is. So that's hopefully next week.
Yeah.
So until then, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.